Hello, everybody, and welcome back. This is the Collaborators Unite podcast. Chuck Anderson here, your host, and this is the show for what we call big impact experts. And that's you if you find yourself on a mission not only to make money in your business, but you want to make a big positive impact in the lives of your clients, your communities, or maybe even the world. And that's what we love about our community. You're a caring person, you're heart-centered, you want to make a big difference and also get paid well doing it. And so that's what it is in the transformational industry. So we always like to bring in experts who can help us on that journey. And today we're going to be talking about a really important topic. It may affect how you deliver your program. It may affect how you price your program so you can get paid more, but also tie it to results. And in a transformational industry, well, put it this way, it's not a transformational industry unless there's an actual transformation, a result. So we're going to be talking a lot about that. My guest today is passionate about that, and someone you can really learn from. So Cheryl Plouffe is my guest today. Cheryl, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me, Chuck. And I was just listening to your introduction. I thought I am in the right place because we believe in the same things you believe in, which is that we should be able to have a business that's profitable, but also make impact, positive change in whatever space, whatever niche and industry that we work in. So I'm pleased to be here.
Yeah, I'm excited. And it's why we get along so well from the moment we met, because we're so aligned on that integrity piece in this industry. And I'm sure we'll get there and talk deep about that. Let's start with a little bit about you. Obviously you're the CEO of Icon Maker, and there's a whole lot of other things you do. Introduce yourself, and how did it come to be that you're doing what you're doing now?
As you said, CEO of Icon Maker, which is a company founded by myself and my two business partners, Tom Mattson and Danella Burnett, in the fall of 2023. And we help entrepreneurs, coaches, consultants to build 6- and 7-figure businesses. But what makes us unique in that space is that we, not only do we do this ourselves, but we teach our clients to link their payments to results. And so this is something that we don't see often in the coaching industry. What I want to do is to move forward this idea that we all ought to be linking our payments to results in some way. Now, we happen to do it through a strategy called strategic risk reversal, which we may well talk about today, but really what the message that I want to share is link your payments to results. Now, in order to do that, you have to be able to get people results. That is the crux of the mission. So really proud of the company that we've built, really proud of the clients that we've served so far, but we have a long way to go to help shape and change the industry that I think has really gone in the wrong direction. We see a lot, I'm sure you do too, Chuck, right? You see a lot of bro marketing out there. We see a lot of people posing in front of Lambos and renting mansions and, you know, that kind of a thing. And I don't think that the impact-driven people that we want to serve are necessarily drawn to that anymore.
Yeah. And it's sad when that happens. And even in some of the heart-centered circles where people who, not that they're evil or anything. But there becomes that reality of like, how am I making money as a coach? How am I making money in this industry? And sometimes that the pursuit of money takes people off track and gets us away from what is the thing that you do best? What is the thing that you can do where you can maybe guarantee a result to someone, or you know that you're really great at doing that. So let's talk a little bit about this tying payment to results thing, just so that we kind of set the stage where people know what we're talking about. You know, because we see things happen in our industry, which is the opposite of that. So
it is often the opposite of that. I think we're probably both in a place, we've been in the industry long enough that we've probably both invested in courses, programs, coaching, consulting and things of that nature that maybe didn't pan out the way that we had hoped because it wasn't linked to a guarantee of results. It was just, here's my fee, you pay it and good luck to you. And so really what it is, the idea, and we just happen to work primarily in the high ticket space, but I do believe you can use this strategy in any offer that you are putting out there, right? Even maybe low ticket. I mean, it depends on what your definition of low ticket is. But I think in medium tier and high ticket offer worlds, linking your payments to results is a really great strategy, and it may well work for low ticket as well, depending on what your definition of that is. But the idea is, I'll just speak to it from high ticket world, is that you have a high ticket offer, you will say, require a percentage of that paid up front in order to start the work and to be able to bring people on and onboard and teach your methodology, et cetera. But that subsequent payments of that high ticket offer are only there should the client and when the client gets the result intended. So the idea is that the client is self-funded through the rest of the payments of that high ticket offer. So they're paying you less than what the benefit of the program is at that point. And so the only part then, that first initial payment, is the skin in the game part that the client is required to pay in order to get started. It's not refundable, et cetera, but every other payment is at their discretion. The idea here would be to help the clients actually get the result, and you, as a result, build raving fans of what it is that you're helping them to do. So you get more referrals that way. This is something I know near and dear to your heart, right? Mm-hmm. To be able to get more referrals and people screaming from the rooftops about the wonderful things that are happening through your mentorship and through your guidance. All of those things put goodwill, brand building, more referrals, more introductions. And so it ends up being somewhat of a full circle kind of experience where you're able to really grow your business in that manner. But the idea is to link your payments to results. You have to be able to get people a result. And this is where sometimes we see people in the coaching space who hang a shingle after reading a book and say, I'm a coach, and they hang that out there, but they're really just not dug in far. They don't have enough experience. I don't believe they need to have 10,000 hours of experience to be able to get someone a result, but they do need to be able to get someone a result. And that's the premise of what we are teaching and doing.
And if you can't get that person a result, then you've got some more learning to do.
You might.
Yeah.
Yes.
Or call it something else, but don't make the promise. And I think obviously in hearing you describe all of that, I can see why we get along so well, because, you know, we're very aligned on that attitude. It's also how I've priced my programs since 1999. And I just did it organically because I'm like, that's what makes sense to me. And I have a lot of confidence. I mean, in the affiliate marketing world, it's all performance-based marketing anyway. So maybe it organically came from that. It's, you know, we always say that affiliate marketing is the only strategy where you get to pay for your marketing after you've already received the money from your client. And it's not like advertising and all these other things you need to do. So maybe it came from that, right? Because it was already performance-based as it was. But I agree. And I've paid for programs. You think you're paying for a result, or you think, you know, there's some high, you know, ticket price on it, and you pay, and then you very quickly realize there's no magic here, right? And, you know, it's a sad part of our industry.
Yeah. I mean, certainly we want to make sure that when you are delivering and fulfilling on a high ticket offer, that you're able to help them get a result. I want to just go back to one thing you said a moment ago, which is you might need to learn more. Like, you might need to have more experience. And maybe that means that you are helping some people for free at the get-go, right? In order to be able to identify, yeah, I actually can do this. And I am actually helping people get a result. One thing that we also share is that sometimes clients will come into our world and they want to build a high ticket program, but they're not able to fulfill on certain aspects of their high ticket offer because they lack that skill set and they want to stay in their lane. We support that. I think that people should stay in their zone of genius and in their lane. So we suggest that they build relationships with other people who could come in as faculty to take over the teaching of certain parts of the high ticket offer that they might not have completely dialed in around a skill set of their own. So we're pro faculty. We think that we should bring in other people. I actually wrote about this on my Substack recently, that you ought not to think of yourself as the, you know, playing every instrument in the orchestra, but that you can be the conductor of the orchestra and that you can be waving the baton. And so bringing other people into your offer and to be able to fulfill on certain aspects is absolutely welcome. And in a lot of cases, it's a great solution for those who don't have, you know, deep levels of experience on every aspect of their high ticket program.
I love that. What are you hearing from people who come into your world for the very first time? What are some of the challenges and struggles that they are communicating to you that this would be a great solution for, but also just some of the mistakes or mistaken thinking that they might be experiencing right now?
Yeah, the biggest thing that I see, and this isn't necessarily for all clients who come into our world, but people that approach us who want to be clients, because we screen and qualify and we don't let everybody in, right? But from the top level, what I'm seeing the most is that people come in with this preconception that or preconceived notion that they have to build out all the workbooks, all the curriculum, all the learning material, all the videos, everything, every possible PDF and download that the client might need as they progress through the program. And so what happens is a lot of people come into our world having done that, and they have no money to show for it. There is no money in the bank account because they got romantic about the idea that they did not validate, that they did not do market research on. So people get this idea in their head about what the market wants without validating it and without doing market research. Then they commit to sometimes spending money, time, energy, bandwidth, sanity on building out this entire program that no one wants.
Right.
18 months later, they realize no one wants this thing that I just spent 18 months building because they didn't do the validation. This is a really key component of our world, and believe very strongly. You must do market research. You must validate the program before you build it. You should have the plan for transformation, but you don't need to have every workbook done and every video recorded before you actually start helping people to get the result.
Yeah, actually go and talk to some people and, you know, like, would you pay money for this? And if they say yes, right, ask them for some. With our validation, I was like, has anybody ever paid you for this before? Right. And, right, you know, it's, we see it all the time. We see it all the time. And I think we deal with a lot of the same types of people, maybe even some of the same individuals in some cases, where they'll come to me and they say, well, I'm hosting a webinar or I've got this coaching program. Can you get me some affiliates that can fill it? And it's the same question, right? Because an affiliate is not going to want to promote you if your stuff doesn't sell, right? Because they need to be able to trust all of that. That is huge. And then, like you said, spending months and months and months, and I've met people who spent over a year developing a program, dotting all the I's, crossing all the T's, making all the beautiful website and, you know, the course and everything. And it's like, now it's time to sell it. And they're either out of gas, like there's just no energy left, or that realization, I've made a huge mistake. I built something nobody's ever going to buy.
Yeah, I've done it. Mm-hmm. A lot of people I talk to have done it. You know, we've been there, but you learn the hard way. And so what we hope to impart to people is learn from our mistakes. You know, don't go down that path. You definitely want to put energy into building the plan for transformation based on what you do best and the actual results that you help people to get. And it might also be in conjunction with helping them make money as a result of the thing that you're good at and what you do. So what we see in the high ticket world a lot, Chuck, is that people come in and they say, I can help people to, we'll call it something soft outcome related, heal their inner child. Mm. Okay.
Yes, I've heard that one numerous times.
Many, many times, right? And so that's great, except that you won't be able to sell that at a high ticket level unless you link it to entrepreneurs or business or some type of financial outcome. And that's the part where people who are great at what they do ought to think hard about faculty and maybe they bring in somebody else to do the business or marketing or whatever aspect of the program is not in their wheelhouse and is not their forte. So sometimes it can be, to your point earlier, maybe they do have a little bit of understanding of like what works from a business perspective that they could just shore up those skill sets and maybe learn more or bring in people that, that can help them learn more to teach their clients. But ultimately, that is the big problem. Mm. We need to have people committed to helping people get results ultimately. And with that, you can charge handsomely for it. And if you're actually helping people get results, then you will also have a great result in your own business as well.
I love that. And I love your approach to high ticket. That is different than what you typically hear. And I'll describe what I typically hear and I'll have you weigh in on this. And you have a really unique approach to that. You know, you hear it all the time. It's like, you know, increase your value and, you know, all of this. And what I find that a lot of people mean is charge the highest possible price that you can for your thing. And because you're worth it and then get that all up front. And then of course the client results are really on them. Like it's really up to them to put what you're teaching them into practice and to get their own result. And I remember in my early days of coaching, it's like, who's really responsible for the results? And it's refreshing to hear the approach that you have, and it aligns very well with my values. Can you talk a little bit about that? You know, because there's a difference between what's typically high ticket and then the way you approach high ticket.
Well, first I'll say that people have different opinions about what high ticket is. Mm-hmm. So in our world, in Icon Maker world, we consider anything over $10,000 to be high ticket. We actually primarily work in three price points, $10,000, $25,000, and $100,000 offers in terms of where we help people to build their own. But suffice to say that our approach to it is that yes, you want to make sure that there's value there, that it's results oriented. And sometimes we have to help clients understand that it's not just about raising the price. That, you know, it's not that. It's how do you raise the price because you are doing things in the program to help them get the result or get them the result faster or be able to help them save time in getting the result. It's always about getting the result, but how? So for example, it might be something like a client might say, well, I know that the fastest way for me to get my client a result is that I need to purchase this particular thing in order to get them the result faster. Okay, great. What is the price point of that thing? What is the cost of goods for you to be able to provide that within the construct of your high ticket offer? Because we don't want to be nickel and diming people in this world, mm-hmm. right? You want to have a comprehensive A to Z transformative solution that encompasses everything needed and required to get the result. That's the whole point. Because part of the reason why people would be investing in a high ticket offer is to not have the confusion and the chaos of what are the other things I'm going to need. So you want to be able to think of it more comprehensively. Let's say that cost of goods is $1,000. I don't know, just as a random number. Then you'd want to take that and say, okay, can I absorb that within the construct of my high ticket offer and still be profitable, especially if I look and determine at what stage that thing has to come into play in order to get them the result. So we're always looking at through how do we get them the result? Sometimes it is you have to purchase something. Sometimes it could be other things that have to come into play, software, you know, what different tools, different things that need to be purchased on behalf of the client, but sometimes not. Sometimes it's just they need specific instruction or coaching. And so it varies from person to person, but in our space, that's really what it is trying to determine how do we get them the result and how do we get them there in the fastest way possible.
Yeah. So what it, just to even clarify, so if let's say a client needs a software subscription, are you saying to build the cost of that into your program and then you go and buy that program on their behalf?
Ideally, yes. Because if you are doing in the high ticket world, that makes sense. In the low, and this is why in the low ticket world or even mid-tier, it can be a little bit more challenging because you don't have maybe the margins or you just don't have the ability to include those things in programs that aren't all comprehensive. But in our space, if you're charging someone $10,000, $25,000, or $100,000 for your help to get them a result, and ideally we'd want a 10x their ROI, right? We want them to receive 10 times their investment of whatever that is, then yeah, you're not going to nickel and dime them. And ideally, you want to include all of that. And that's where the thought process has to go in. And that's why when we map out high ticket programs, we look at what does it take to get them the result from A to Z? So what is it going to take to get them to Z? Oh, we're going to need this, this, this. Okay, great. Some of these things may cost you money. Some of these things may not cost you money. But you have to take that into consideration, because the last thing that someone wants to do is to invest in a $25,000 program, and then you have to turn around and say, and you're also going to have to pay $5,000 for that software or this thing that's going to get you the result.
Yeah, and if you don't do that, you'll never get the result that I'm helping you to get, because you don't have the tools. And
it's comprehensive, A to Z.
Yeah.
That's what the high ticket program should be doing. Is that they should not have to pay for anything outside of that program. Now, sometimes, of course, Chuck, there are exceptions to things that are more business mainstay type, you know, tools, Zoom, Calendly, things like that.
So you're not saying go and buy their Zoom account or their Calendly account.
No, not at all. But if you have specific tools that are result that you need to have in order to get the result, then you'd want to look at including that in your program if you can.
Yeah, that's that. And that makes a lot of sense. If someone's going to invest in a high ticket program and you're going to promise a particular result, then you want everything they need to be able to produce that result, to be part of the program. You know, in talking about it with you, it just makes so much logical sense. And I can tell you that I rarely come across that, unless it's maybe one of your students that has been working with that. But it's we've even hired people that were consultants who you give them their big retainer, and then it's like, oh, you need to go get this thing and that thing, and really all it was selling information. There was no transformation. There was no result. So. You know, and I think we could probably launch into a one-day workshop on this and really dig deep in all of this, and we'll certainly run out of time if we do that. But I want to, you know, what is the pathway? What do we want to have people thinking are the next steps for them if they resonate with what we are saying and how this can help them get more clients and make a bigger impact? What are your recommendations there? What should they be thinking about from this point forward?
I think the first thing is, are you really committed to results? Because there are different paths for different people. Like, some people want to get into online entrepreneurship and they just want to make a boatload of money. And impact is not important to them, and they don't really care if people get results. And listen, that's their choice and that's their path. And there are people who do those types of businesses and do very well. You know, you have people in e-commerce, for example, making $1 million a month, selling widgets, you know, and that's great. That's a path you can take to make money. But the key, I think, here is when you are a heart-centered, purpose-driven, impact-driven entrepreneur who wants to be able to affect change in your space, and also make money at the same time. We call it more profit and more life, right? Be able to have both of those things happen at the same time. Those people need to be thinking about, I believe, high ticket offers, especially if they're under seven figures in revenue. Like, I really believe the path to get to growing your business is not to play the volume game of $7 tripwires when you don't have a business yet. This is what is being sold to entrepreneurs who are told, oh, just, you know, the next shiny object, do low ticket. But what they don't tell you is that most of the gurus, most of the experts are subsidizing their front end to a very large degree. They don't tell them that. This is something we talk about extensively in our workshop, because we have to explain what's really happening in the industry. There are people out there who are subsidizing that front end, that cost of acquisition on the front end, at a very high degree, but they're not telling the entrepreneurs that. They're like, this is the solution. You need to do, you know, this complicated funnel. You need to do this tripwire. You need to do this $27 course or whatever. That's good if you've reached seven figures and now you're descending. But to get to the seven figures, you should start with a high ticket offer. One high ticket offer that's comprehensive, A to Z, link payments to results, and enroll people into your program and help people. Then get results and then be able to start thinking about expanding team, marketing, et cetera, and then doing the descension from there.
I love that. And it makes so much sense. And I'm going to just say, be careful who you copy, be careful who you learn from, because yes, we know people who are spending three times the price of their product to advertise, and because they'll make it up on the back end. You don't see that as the person copying them. So, you know, take your advice from people like Cheryl, who is trying to guide you in the right way, do this in the right way where it is sustainable and you'll get the value too. So, and especially if you can get the result that you can for your clients. I know you have a free gift for everyone. Before we run out of time, I just want to make sure we get that. Give people a pathway to connect with you and learn more from you. Where do they start?
Yeah, it's actually what I've done is I've put together a 52-week, it's actually a content planner. So the idea, and one of the things you were asking me earlier, Chuck, about what are some of the challenges, clarity is definitely one of the challenges. So what I've done is I've created a free content planner that allows you to go in and interact with the tool to be able to determine, and what's baked in there is my thought leadership on this topic, so that you can get clear on what is it that I should actually be creating content on? And then from there, you can sort of go, okay, great. This is my path. This is my angle. This is the way that I should be tailoring what it is that I'm doing toward that end, as opposed to the spray and pray, 8 million different messages being put out there, and none of them are really landing. So it's a free content planner. I encourage you to get it and interact with it. Takes about 5 minutes and you will have much, much more clarity than you do right now.
Well, it sounds like 5 minutes really well spent and a great next step. And to take advantage of Cheryl's offer, just look beneath this video. If you're watching this on video, all of the links are there. And if you're listening to this on podcast, just open up your phone, the player that you're listening to, all of the links are right there as well. And, you know, take the time, go and download that and get to work. 5 minutes is reasonable, right?
It's reasonable, for sure.
Cheryl, yeah. Thank you. And I know we've just scratched the surface. There's so many things that I could ask you about, talk to you about. We serve the same kind of people. We have very aligned values. And I want to thank you so much for everything that you've shared on the show and for everything that you do out there in the world as well, because it's making a big impact and it's making the world a better place. So thank you for that. Any final words of wisdom or advice for our audience before we sign off?
No, thank you for having me on the show. I always appreciate great questions. As a former TV broadcaster, I can appreciate someone who asks smart questions. So thank you so much, Chuck, for doing that. And thank you for leading the charge as well. I do agree that we have aligned values. And I think between you and me and some of the people we all hang around, will affect really good change, I believe, in the industry that I think has kind of lost its way in the last decade or so. So I think together we are stronger and really look forward to what the future has in store.
Yeah. And that goes for everybody. Together we are stronger. And I always encourage you to find someone to collaborate with. And you know, to our audience, you might be just one collaboration away from a big breakthrough. We've talked about faculty. We've talked about bringing in people who can create results. So find those people to collaborate with. Cheryl's a great resource, that someone you can learn from. And we always encourage you to surround yourself with really, really good people who align with your vision, align with your values. And your impact, the impact you want to make, is possible. So remember that the only way to fail is to quit. Keep moving forward. And we will see you on the next one. Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by the Collaborators Toolkit. If you're looking for better ways to grow and scale your business through collaborations and strategic partnerships, our free Collaborators Toolkit contains the best resources from our workshops, as well as contributions from our guests. These tools could be the missing link that you've been looking for to solve everyday business challenges and to access highly effective ideas that can grow your business exponentially. The best part is that these resources, tools, and templates are completely free and our gift to you for being a valued member of our community and a subscriber to our show. You can get free instant access to the Collaborators Toolkit today by visiting our website at www.collaboratorsunite.com/toolkit. That address again is www.collaboratorsunite.com/toolkit. Register today and I'll see you on the inside.